Rishus Avi Mari, another sugya of Sakana. One thing that I'm going to bring down, the idea of Kosh L'Shicha. Chaim Kvieski in his Sefer Zikaron, he has a Sefer on this. Chelik Beis goes to a list of things that are Kosh L'Shicha. And I'd like to go through what he brings down. First, we call this Indian Gemara Horius and Daf, Yugimah Beis, Gemara brings down the Chamisha Dvarim that a person forgets his Limud. The first case is someone who eats something that a cat or a rat ate. Second thing is you eat a lev of a behemoth. Our third thing is a rogel bezeisim. The fourth thing, you eat water, drink water, that's your chitza. The fifth thing, that you wash your hands one top of another. Yesh oimim, you sleep on top of your clothing. You sleep on top of your clothing. Now, this Indian, first interesting case they do bring down is that there was a person who went away. It was a month of the sale of it, went away for Shabbos, and it was snowing. I wanted the people like a Nogma do in certain cities or towns, or what they do is look around when it's snowing to see whether there's no footprints coming out of the house. And then they see there's no one there using it in the past 10, 12 hours. So they know the place is still to rob, the people are not there. So the shadow was a person on Friday night, he wanted to go over to his neighbor's house, go up and down, make footprints. So the Gnome to think someone's there for Shabbos. Now, Baya, you're making a Roshim on Shabbos. Now, everyone knows walking on Shabbos, the reason why it's mostly making a Roshim, Eidim Eskavim, you don't really care for it, Lam Yachas to you. He is making a mark with the shoe prints in the ground, in the snow, just Bekavono, to show that you're there. It says, Nichol and Baya, making a Roshim on Shabbos. So, Chaim Kvieski, the Zel machine says, not very simple. The eighth they said is, to put your left shoe on your right shoe, on your right foot, and your right shoe on your left foot. And therefore, doing a machine, welcome and help out your friend, the mice is water. They asked the Chaim, Sakono, Kosh L'Shicha, you're going to forget. The Kabbalah says, by Shabbos, the knowledge correct. We don't forget things, whatever happens inside Shabbos, Shabbat. They asked him, if so, eat Zaysim on Shabbos. Gavaldika eats over here. He said, no, you're doing a Mokum at Tzarek to help out a person. Well, eat Mokum Shabbos, there won't be any problem of forgetting things. But the concept, if you do something Mokum at Tzarek on Shabbos, the Isisvast Emma says, I told you the one on Shabbos, you're not going to forget. The Miuchadiga Shemira negates the Sugar on Shabbos. Fine. The first question negates this idea of Kosher Shicha. Yeah, you have to learn on Shabbos, and every day also. Now, first, you say again, the Kosher Shicha is this an Isser? Is it Isser in the Torah, Vishmatim Oit, Echnafsh Seichem? Idea of forgetting the Torah, of causing it to be Mesim Levi? Or is it. Sorry? Shom l'chol pentishkach, correct? Is that the issue you're going to forget the Torah? Or is it no, it's a body shouldn't do that, but it's in a hokum ba'almo. Is there an isser with shom l'chol pentishkach? Or is there no, to say, concept over here of an hokum? So this is a pel yoyitz ches la'alofim, or in his pirish on horius. He comes along and says, you even mamash shom l'chol v'shmon avshecho v'oy pentishkach. You even mice this pasuk over here. Bring it out the Gemara Menachos. Yafaleim, the Reb Chaim Pelagi, Yerachayim. The Archa Shulchan is brought down that way also. So it's Betshuva, the Chaznish, and others bring down Mamashin Isser. From the Zalman, so it's Betshuva. The Mamashin Isser over here. David Makil discusses how in the world did a Chanino, the Gemara in Sukkah and Aflam Avav, he'll eat from the Esrik that an Akfa took a bite out of. He said it must be they cut off a piece from it, and then he took a bite out of it. Otherwise, even it's the Raiso. I said a Shani, Yivchaim Kinesli. The Gemara says it's one thing an aqua to bite out of. In most cases, an aqua, a rat. A Tzadashenim, Chaim Kvieski, he saves the current, he starts off with this question. And he wants to tie in a vada, it's only on Hogo. But right, the Paiskim don't bring it down, Baker. They don't bring it down. And even when they bring it down, the Lashon of the Paiskim is Tzorchli Zar. They bring it down other times, they bring it down Lashon Tzorchli Zar. Let's say Lashon of Isser. Now, Avada, that's the correct thing. He says, I'm Isa, why is no Isser? Why is no Isser Ishamar? So he says, first of all, it's not for sure you're going to forget. Not guaranteed. And Void, maybe it's just making a Chalisha Yizakar. Void coming to have another, you can enjoy out of it. Making it weaker. Making it weaker. Not Muchach. You're coming to have another out of it. It's not your Kabbalah. You're not being Messiah Malibu. You're not coming to take it out of your heart over here. Therefore, what's telling Avada, that's not the correct thing. But not Nichon Isser. And therefore, the argument was far moving down. But Moshe says, there is no Isser. It's on Hoko. Master Klein says, there is no Isser. There is no Isser. So the Maisa comes out to be Ikke, there are two Mahalchim. Numerous swarms say the Isser, but how a common swarm follow Chaim, it's on Hoko. Now there is an in between Mahalach over here.
There's no Isser, there's no Hoko though.
They come out, Lakutam Arech, we're down with the Piskechu, but he wants to go in between. So if you have Tamil Chochum, Vada there's an Isser, B'nai Tarek. I'm already, it's fine, it's only in Hogan. There's no Isser. In between my halakha over here. The Maisa, Nafkamina Lalocha is not much. Either it's Osir, or you don't do it. Fine. But Maisa, there is a question how to apply it, maybe, practically. How far to take this concept and negate the Tzirufim. That means either it's Isser the Reis Amamish, or Vada is not the correct on Hogan. The second question, McClellius, is who does the Isser apply to? Men, women, children, Mubarak, Munekas, who's it applied to? So the idea of Hilchus Melicho, we learned B'Kitzer by us in Tzadik, in the Kuf Hei, and in Tzadik Aleph, that's what it was. But by Riches, it's Simon Samach Tes, still Simon Ayin Ches. So over there, there are three Simonim, Simon Ayin Aleph, Simon Ayin Beis, and Simon Ayin Gimel. Simon Ayin Beis to assault Melicho to the Mayach, sweet bread. Simon Ayin Beis, the Melicho to Lev, to the heart. The Simon Ayin Gimel is Melicha to the Kaved, to the liver. Those are three cases of Melicha. Now, to focus first on one of them, Simon Ayin Beis, the Melicha to the Lev, to the heart. The case of the Lev, the Gemara says, is you eat the Lev of a behemoth, it's Koshel Shikha. The place came over there, the Shapik did down, Simon Ayin Beis. Makavam Mishmur says, Tzarechli Zar, from eating the Lev of a behemoth. So who are we doing Melicha on the Lev of a behemoth to go eat? Either it's Aser, or it's not the right thing to go do. So who are we doing it for? Says that based Lech Yehuda, which he brought down numerous times in the Prima Gadim, he says this halacha applies only to men, especially Bnei Torah, or Noshim Uberes, but not to women. The Chavdas and the Siva says Noshim Lemais is Mutter, Zevche Tzedek, the Archa Shulchan, the Yad Yehuda, they say there's no Issa Negei to Noshim. Most of them go this way. Now they, and Chaim Kineski, the Siva is the current, starts off, there's no Chashash Negei to women. Now he could claim, what does it mean there's no Chashash Negei to women? They don't forget. Well, no, the Torah is not. They're echwais to know, and therefore there's no Issa Negei to them. So I see another time the Issa Chaim Kineski Negei to walking men between women, men walking between women, or vice versa. He says passion applies to, they also forget. But since Torah is not their responsibility, they'll be choshed for it. It's not a guaranteed thing, they'll be choshed for it. I mean, it might make them forget. We don't have to worry about this concept over here. Now, once in the Negei to women are mutter, which women, before we get to kids? That means, again, if you read the Beis Lech Yehuda, it says, women might be mutter, but they move beres, if they're pregnant, you have to be machmer. The place can bring it down the way. So if it's tzedek, daka tshuva. Now the recent question is why. It says the same shame me, Shimon, because everyone knows kiddua, that anything that noshim eat, that's the nourishment that goes to the child. You might have a boy over here, and since you have a boy, it'll affect the child after his shikha, kosher shikha for him. Then you have to realize how far they point out, if you take a sonogram and you know what it is, if it's guaranteed, if it's not that, I have a neighbor that found out it was a boy, and then it came out a girl, he was very upset, and till now he still does not have a boy, it's been years already, and mama, she still remembers it. So Maisa, if you know 100%, Echanami, but Maisa, you do not know 100%, and therefore, a Muberesh has a baya of Koshul Shechel. Says the Sfarim, what about the Menekes? Chaim Kineski says, Pashas, who did the Menekes also? Same idea, anything that the Noshim eat, that's what they nurse, that's what comes out. Now, what's the Negev to Mubarak and Menekes? What about the next case of Ketanim over here? So again, the Sfarim Shabbai, says Chaim Kineski, even though it might not affect him right now, it might affect him afterwards, also Ketanim, the same thing, they should be worried by the concept of Kosh L'Shecha. So again, the Klum, B'Kvali is first. The Locha, Sfarim go like Chaim Kineski, gets on Hogan, Gam, numerous places can say it's Isser. Who does it apply to? It applies to men, applies to Menekes, Muberes, and to Ketanim over here. Now, to go through the cases, the Gemara has 5 or 6 cases. Chaim Kineski has over 40 cases. So, I'd like to go with his order of his cases over here. Just a lot of them I'll just mention. It's good indeed to go. No, I am sure everyone went through the 10 pages of Chaim Kineski has over here, the halachas. So, it's just a good chazar for the Olam over here. To go first to this, first thing he says, very important to your side, his first thing he brings down a Gemara, I think it's 8 different Makaris he brings you down from, or maybe it's 6. He comes along and says, the idea over here, if you do not do Chazara, you forget. Klal number one. You want Erev after Dal Dom and Aleph, after Dal Dom and Beis, Sugi and Tainis, Zayin and Beis, Sugi and Megillah, Sugi and Brachas, Avosu and Nosim. You have to do Chazara. I have not found a shortcut yet. Please tell me if you know of one, please. Otherwise, over here, it's Kosh L'Shikha. It's the number one klal over here. You have to do Chazara. You have to do Chazara. Aleph, the second thing Chaim says, is the rice of Rabbi, brought down by the Kolboy, that someone who has a Balgaiva, is kilo even of avodah zara, and if he gets his Torah. Midas are very important. You should not be a balgaiv over here. Our third thing that's called shikha is a gemara in the Dorm Nachal Beis. It says the person who gets the kas, what happens? He forgets his Torah. It's moisiv tipshus. Not just if he gets, he becomes stupid. The gemara psachim daf samachov says if you're chacham, the chacham will leave you. If you're navi, then the navius will leave you. Imamish, these things affect you, and therefore you should not be a kas. More time the shai ruach hakodesh ikka shikha comes mitzad the sugya of kas. Being of the Urchet Tzadikim, that who's Golem and Moshe Rabbeinu? And because of Kas, he forgot Halachas. And therefore, a very important idea, not to get angry. You hear that? No, that's not Kas, that's... The fourth thing, Kamal Chaim, he brings out a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nafkhovov Abbeiz, a person who worries for no reason, they gain nothing out of it, don't worry, there's no point upon it. Again, there's a Gemara daft and hay of a basic git. And Taisha says, there are two times one to worry. Right? To worry that there's a tatlas to worry for it. Ashri Odom Afachet Tomit, the Pasuk. So Taisha over there, I think Moses. Gemara. And Taisha over there says on that Gemara, that depends. If there's any need to worry about it, Avada, there's a tatlas. If you do it for no need, that lemais is chaval. That's the correct thing. That's also koshul shikha. The next thing I'm climbing down, someone's mar basuda b'chol makar. The Gemara in Pesachim says, "Be machves beisa makes your wife a lamano." The Gemara says, "Tell me the mishtakach." You forget you're learning over here, and all the rishonim place the mice bring you down. A sixth thing over here, you mach this into your head, devorim b'teilim. I don't know together. Each one onto his own. Mach this b'roishay devorim b'teilim. Climbing brings down.
What does that mean?
I guess it means bring sports into your head. Or bring in the classic literatures. Or I think, don't tell me now, people pass around these funny clips. I think that's also in the category over here. Make it practical. So that everyone here understood, fine. A seventh thing I'm climbing down is Gemara Kedushin and Daf Lamed Gimel, that someone who does not stand for his rabbi, for his rabbi, is called a Rosha, not Marech Yomim, and he'll forget his Torah. And eighth thing I'm climbing down.
What does it mean stand?
Stand up.
No,
that's hidden mitzvah ad shlish. No, that could be. You have to know what a rabbi is also. Maybe it means rabbi moving. But this is the lochas. The eighth thing is someone who is not zor the locham tils daim. Therefore, the mechabed simedal brings down. If it's tamal chochma, the get is learning. If it's not tamal chochma, you eat simidaitoi. So we'll see what happens to certain people. But the Maisa, it's a very important old thing over here. That the words of Ruach Chaim is Mechayiv ben Avshay. Find those are eight things of Chaim exam before he gets to Gemara. Let me do the eight things you should know. It's the Midas, Kas, and Gaib over here, Chazar over here, standing up, not next to Von Betelem. These things, Tamunday, Mishdakach, and according to numerous places, we have listened to the Raisa. Chaim Maisa makes it off, gets you off the hook, it's on Hogger Ba'almo, but about it, it's on Hogger, you should not go do. Now come on the Gemara. The Gemara is the case.
Excuse me, he brings it down in the beginning.
Yes.
I just saw one.
The beginning.
The first one.
Before the Ois Aleph.
He brings it down.
The Mogar. There's Chelk Beis. Not Chelk Aleph is the current, the Chelk Beis is
the easier to get.
It's you for the tape on, it's yours. It's marked with the yellow.
No, I forgot about
it. Now, the Gemara says that you should not eat something that a cat or a rat ate from. Again, brought down by the Paiskim Kivegin, our Chaim Sen Bey, it's Kishon Aruch, the Paiskim bring it down. Now, what exactly does that mean? So first the Paiskim say, even though it says the word cat and rat, the Archetz Chaim says the case of a dog, and different Chaim says even the case of a dog. Now, what does that mean? You have a big, massive loaf of bread, and you have a rat, and your house came and nibbled the end of the bread, opened the bag, took a loaf of bread and took a bite at the end. Can you cut it off and eat the rest of it? What is the shi over here that's attached one to another? So the Leket Yeshua, Talmud of Shuma Sedeshan, he says the whole entire thing, even the Kikah Gadol, the whole thing of Maisa is Koshul Shechol. One time the Vechaim, the Sansa, has a long shuva about this. And one time the whole thing is also. I said a Sheni, the Enish Shmuel, and Div Makil and Shuva, he wants a Taino, the Chanino. Again, the Esrik, the rat, took a bite out of the Esrik. What do? You cut up a part of it and you ate the rest of it. You want some mice, it's mutter.
There was no case there. He didn't eat it very long.
It says over there that the one that the rat, the Gemara says, Achilina says that the rat took a bite out of it from that one itself. That's what they're bringing down the Gemara. There are six people discussing that Gemara. The Bi'oim has a whole tribe to answer the Gemara. Now, Maisa, the Chathilu, what to go do? Maisa, if you have a cat or dog in your house, either food, most of us are morphonics, won't eat it anyway. If your rat eats things in your house, take care of the rat problem. That's a portion of what you should go do, practically.
That's right.
Does he get juice? No. The 10th case, which is the second case of the Gemara, is eating the... What? No, the Gemara says, kosher shichla, these three things. Only cat, a rat, and a dog. That's it. The Chaim brings down these three. Now the Gemara brings down the second case, the tenth thing to get to kosher shichla, the lave of a behemoth. Now the place can again bring it down in the Mogavon and Simon Kovayin, and the place in Meshavu and Simon Kovayin, and the place in Simon Ayin base bring down the lave of behemoth kosher shichla. Now the place says behemoth, so the place can lav dak behemoth, even the case of a chayo. The Chaim discussed, what about a case of an oif, the heart of an oif, of a chicken over here? So again, there's a Tashpat, a Kotan, that says who did the same thing over here, brought down by the Shut Arizal. The place came the Shach, bring down the Simon Ayin Beis, Magavon, Pri Chodosh, bring it down the Simon Kufayin. The Aloch applies side by Behema, Chayin, even the oif, and they say two reasons. One, which has a sugar of Koshel Shecho. The second reason is, when you eat these things, your Teva comes like the Ruach of the Behema, and you have his Nefesh Bahamas, and you start acting like a behemoth. But Tom to you, Yitzah like the behemoth over here. It's Miskasha to you. Come, Mamash like a behemoth. Take his heart over here. What is the Nafkimi that said the place? Kim said the Kavachayim. What the reason is? Noshim. He wants to tell you that if it's a kosher shikha, we said already the Noshim Maisa Besader. But if it's a Bayav, come the Nefesh Bahamas of a behemoth over here, even Noshim Maisa should be Machmer.
So why should there be
7 ideas? Oh, so over there, Maisa, he wants to be Machmer. Maisa, the base Lachim Yugo and the Chavadas. Says no, even by Noshim and Maisa can be Mekel. Benish Chai or Chashulchan did not go this way. Yeah, do they disagree? There is a sad to be more Machmer by the lave of an Oif. Now, practically, what does that mean? Does this to take two cases, practically?
They don't make a difference between Behemoth.
No, Behemoth Oif is the same thing, the place can say. There's no difference. No, Behemoth Oif, Chai, all the same thing. Now, one case, Menashe Klein would ask the question, the gate is salami. Now, he says salami, he says he did not know the Matzias, but salami is supposedly all the leftovers. They're being put together in salami and hot dog. So he wants to know, is the Yeva Baya of Kosher Shikha eating salami or hot dogs? So first of all, he gets involved, number one, he doesn't know the Messias. Do you have, is this Aleph? Second, he says, it's only on Hogo. Third, he gets involved, Sakona Shishim. Hopefully it's Shishim, but it's Lev over here. And fourth, he wants to tie in the pizza you're eating, Labdaf, going to go after Rav, has a Lev inside. So for these reasons, the Messias wants to make a salami. Okay. Again, some of them can mavar, some of them can't mavar. Another case of being down, the Sefer Ein Lomay Michshel, it brings down that people go by Mu'ur of Yerushalmi. Mu'ur of Yerushalmi, they taino, you buy it certain places, have hearts inside. Kach Shemati, you're saying it's not true? I went to a store one time, he told me it has lev inside. Right. He told me that.
What is Mu'ur of Yerushalmi?
What is it? It was on, actually near Shamgar somewhere, this years ago. But,
what is it?
What is more of Yerushalmi?
It's
just a mixture of everything. It's more of Yerushalmi. So eat tiny, you have to be very careful and men should not eat it. Give it to your wives, no problem. Give it, but your wife's pregnant, no. But mice, give it to your wives. Give it to your shviger, I don't know. Without the leg, I'm short. Now, building upon this concept, numerous achoidim bring down the lotion that you have to be careful with the sugya of melech. Mem is for moyach, lamin is for the lave, and the chof is for kaved. They go through each one. First, the case of a mem, for the idea of a moyach, the binas yisoschor, brought down by the Benish Chai and the Kavach Chaim, it says moyach is also nichel negeder of kosher shikha like lave. Like the same thing over here.
Sweet bread.
Therefore, Moyach, who eats brains, sweet bread. Sweet bread.
It's
delicious. So, they point out that the ones who bring it down are the Bnei Sfard. The Bnei Ashkenaz, the Shulchan Malachim, or the Ma'asib Komachnas, the Dr. Chuva's son, I think it is. He comes along and says, the Maisa, we don't see the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisa to be Machmer. But let's make it more Negev. We said three things. Moyach, most people don't eat except my father. There's Lev, and then there's a case of Kovet, liver.
It's a delicacy.
Kovet. Lamaisa in yeshiva, they serve it once every week or 2 weeks. For a while, I sat next to someone named Elbas in yeshiva. Every time there's liver, he wouldn't touch it. Kashul shecha. Kashul shecha. Give it to my father, right? Fine. Lamaisa, again, it's brought down, it's a binas yisoskar, brought down by the Kav Chaim Chaim Pelagi, or the other Kav Chaim, or the Benish Chai. It says it's metamtim the lev of a person, and therefore they were machmir not to have it. Now, kidua, that's what the Ashkenaz have on Shabbos. This is what we do. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he sends it to Ma'asim Kol Machnes, over the years of Machlaikis. When they ask him this question, he himself was noig and maisi to have it. He himself was full on the gates of COVID. The Menashe Klein has a tshuva about it. And he writes in the Chelek Gimel, Va'ad Rabba, at Tzadikim, Talmud, Baal Shem Tov, Akdoishim, Menoig, Dafkid, have COVID on Shabbos Kodesh. Now, why? I don't know why the Machmir Dafkid have it. Different Yonim. But he says, Fakert, the Ilm has it, or Shtrovach and Shuman Chelekei, a Machme Eino Ilm and Matmiim. As far as I see, the Mnei Ashkenaz do not seem to worry about it. It's one of our delicacies, we seem to have it all the time. But they smile, the Meister very Machme about it.
Yeah,
okay. So Meister comes out, so the idea of Mem Laman Chav, Moyach, Lev and Kovid, Lev everyone agrees to, Moyach and Kovid seems to be the Mnei Ashkenaz, the Meister, or Machme for it. Or they ask the vehicle when they smell the marker. They know, they see it. No lift even when you see it. No. When you see it, no. Now, the third case in the Gemara. What? So the answer. The answer. I give Mom Krebs' answer more.
It's really strange. If it's found in a marker, then why is it me or she the servant?
They see it, don't eat it. No, do we call it?
Why is there
now?
For
the women.
The women. Now, third case of Gemara, fourth case of 14th case of the Kodesh Shichla, it's a Rogel Bezesim. So, the Gemara is very clear. Some of the Rogel Bezesim says that Yerchanan is going to forget his Torah of Shivim Shono, 70 years, because sweat, twirl away. Horrible for 70 years, and they can mamish, boom, that's it. Mamish, can learn for 77 years, trying to get smicha a second time, learn everything, and mamish, boom. So, lalocha maisar, the Pilegir and Archaim, Simon Beis, brings it down, the Akshulim bring it down, the place can bring it down. And the question is, the Gemara does not say zaysim, the Gemara says harogel bezaysim. The question is, what defines harogel bezaysim? Once a yovel, once every 7 years, what's the get of a rogel? So the mavuch among the achoyim, just go what Ruchaim says in the sefer. He says it means once in 31 days the mutter. Anything less than that is nichol the get of regilus. Once in 30 days. Now he does not say how many can eat it once in 31 days. Maybe you can eat like a whole can in 31 days. It doesn't sound that way. But you eat once in 31 days, the ma'isa, it's not nichol the get of regilus.
Who
argues? There are those who argue, but that's go with Ruchaim.
What's the other?
On the side is more and on the side is less.
What's the least? Let's go with the least.
The least?
9 fishers is a week,
no? No, 9 fishers is machma across the board always. He was machma
everyone eats at all.
The, oh, okay, no, that's the question. Very good. Now the cash is, you go to expressionary soul, you go to all the stores, and all the simchas, and all the places, and what they serve zaysim. That's what they have over there. So what are the maises they heter? So they come from different places. One is, maybe zaysim and afku when they're chai, the rua, when they're pickled, the salted, or kovish over here, or cooked, mice maybe is no iser. Where's the mamakim that? So the yaivitz, if Yaakov emdin, the sukkin, hoyus, not the gilman bays, he wants tiny ones, kovish, the mice is no iser over here. Not enough to get a kosher shikha, zifchei tzedek, pesach oilam, make it down. Now the mice, the numas achonim, the chandish, the stifler, chayim, they say, what are you talking about? First, they point out, the Miri says clearly, even the case that is muach, nichol get the iser. Vaidi says, what do you think they ate in those days? They ate it when it was raw. Even those days, it's salt and pickled. If you meant lafuke that, they should have said it. And if he wants to disagree and say, no, they have no heter when it's pickled or salted. So there's one machlokes, numis pach gomi mekel, numis pach gomi mach, but say you have no heter. So what is our heter? So Gemara goes on further and says, things that make you forget, things that make you remember. One thing that make you remember, if you have shemen zayis, returns back your Torah for 70 years. Still doesn't want taina, someone's chayim, you have olives, instead of olive oil, so the olives will make you forget, and the olive oil will make you remember. A Shema Yisrael. 70 years for 70 years. I'm not sure Klein wants to go this way. Again, at Tzad Sheni, Chaim Knievsky, again in the Savior's Zikaron, says, whoa, this will make you olives, make you forget. And Shema Zayis, who says it works to everybody the same amount of ways? If you have a wonderful Zikaron, a wonderful head of Kishon over here, make you remember better. Shvach is a karma, shvached, make you remember less. Who says whatever you do by eating the olives will affect the opposite way by the olive oil? Who says so? And if you have to be machmer, they have a dying fisher and a stifler, chanish l'maisi or machmer. So it comes down, l'maisi of a bayah, was he ahead to the olim has these olives over here? If you don't have the head to the olive oil, you don't have the head to big pickling, what's the matter? So it's brought down a lich shloimah, the b'shloimah zalman, he l'maisah, who said the minute you shloimah is maisa to be mekel, you have olive oil inside, there's no problem over here, maisa to be mutter. It's brought down the urch zebenu, and chelik gimel, the b'shloimah zalman's brother-in-law, Rav Horowitz, he says that he met him, and b'shloimah zalman said, when I saw what you wrote, from Chaim, maisa, you should just know every morning for breakfast at olives. An oil. When I saw what you wrote, you makalko my ruchas biker. You destroy my morning. And I stopped eating them. You ruined my breakfast. I stopped eating olives because I thought olives and olive oil. Yes.
Who says this?
The Shlomo Zalman. It's brought down in Sefer Zecher Asay, where Elam and Mechsholtim and Svarim, that Shlomo Zalman was a certain Levaya. He and Maisa had no way to get back. He got in the same car with Chaim Kineski and turned to Chaim and told him, you should know, I stopped eating because of you. You messed up my breakfast. The Maisa, years later, he started eating olives. So he said, you just know, he sent the shliach back to Chaim, so you should not be a bayam to the sugi of shaker, that now that I got older, I have a problem of diet, and a heart, I have numerous things I cannot eat, and therefore, mitzad that, I went back to eat olives, dipped them inside oil, mitzad for health reasons. They sent it with the relative back to tell that to Reb Chaim. That means I know the certain svarim, I'm a factoring upon the story that's not true, Lo'ev Le'Nivra. I know Rabbi Lerner was factoring upon it. The Maisa, because everyone knows he ate olives at the end of his life. The Maisa, he is brought down different places that he stopped, and then he continued afterward. Now, if Traeger says, the one who wrote a Licha Shlema, he wrote back to me, I sent him these Ma'amar Kremis to put into Licha Shlema. He wrote back to me, the Maisa, it's a joke, he maybe says it's a joke, he told Chaim Kineski is not true, because he knows not once in his life ever stopped eating olives, he ate olives every single day. Fine. So what he did, you can ask the Mishpach what happened there exactly. Numerous of Traeger. He wrote the one who wrote Licha Shlema. He is the one who wrote Licha Shlema.
Tissue? Just for the record, your brother is very, very much the Matthew Dallas. Him and his wife, his entire family.
Which one?
So Maisa comes out. We have two eitzes over here. Either putting olive oil on top, or the eitzes are being pickled over here. Va'id, the idea is on Hogam Alma, there's no iser. The Maisa B'chaim was machmen against all of them. So fine. So if you want to be machmen, once in 31 days. The fourth case in the Gemara is drinking water that's left over from Mechitza. Can you go drink it over here? So again, is it not too practical, but it's again brought down a lot from Maisa or Chaim.
What happened?
You take a shower, and then you have water left over.
Water left from the shower?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yes. You washed yourself, you took a shower, and you're drinking that water. So again, the place can bring it down. The Maisa, the Issa of Chaim Kineski, what about you wash into Tzil Sadaim? Is that the same thing? So the Chuyat Machmed, that also. Also the same concept. Now, as far as I know, I don't think it's too negative to us over here. You do have to ask the Gemara on Shabbat, Sadaf, and Malach. The Gemara says that you should drink it. Or the next case, Chaim Gizan, is a case of the other way around, is washing yourself with the water that's left over from drinking. By character case. So again, there's a Chaim says, Nichl get a kosher shikha, which I do have a question. The gate of my machoinim, which I'm not sure that means a person, he washed himself with it, and then he wants to drink, that may he drank from the cup, and then he wants to wash himself with it. The Kohen Dem Chaim, I saw if Tumach wants to have a bayam, said the Odin Yonim, but I'm not sure if this Nichol get a kosher shikha Kohen Dem Chaim, it's after Rechitza itself, or Lechore even just Stam doing my machoinim. Now, the fifth case thing more is washing your hands. I'm sorry, washing your feet one top of another. You put one foot on top of another and you wash it. Again, one time with the Arafah Shulchan, Ben Shai, and others bring it down. They just point out one thing in the base of Mikdosh is brought down. The Gemara is welcome to have you test. They can't put one top of another. So, what happened with Avkosh HaShichah? So, the Divine Yeshua has a truth about it. One of the answers is bring down from the Admon Mebels, the Bells of Rebbe. The Dvom Shabbat Dusha is no one in the Shichah, don't worry, it's the base of Mikdosh, the Seder. But, as Hashem, we'll see what the answer is. The Gemara brings down the Yesh Oimim, a sixth case in Gemara, is not to have your malbush underneath your head. Now, Loshi Yish Oimim, however, the place can bring you down, the El Rabba, Pimagodim, Kiveger, Kishkon Arth, and the Meshabu and Simon Beis, Akon Beis, brings you down Loch Lamaiso. Now, the question is, what does that mean? What beggar is discussing? It says the case of Kli. Right, it's time for Kli. So Rashi says it means the case of a beggar. So what beggar? So Pasha means your shirt, your pants, the words of Maril and Shuvah, call Ephraim God of any one of your clothing, El Rabba, and the place can bring down any one of your clothing as you put underneath your head. To lie down, that's nichel in the baya of a kosher shikha. Building upon that, they point out there's a Mishnah in Talmud, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that says that the Kahanim in the Mishmor, they would not sleep in their clothing, they would take it off and put it underneath their head as a pillow. So the question is, how do you answer it? So there are numerous tools, and we'll come out and ask how to apply it. The way how Chaim brings down from Be'er Sheva, will go to Achoinim, he is kashing. What time does it mean under the head? It means samach to the head. Massive Kiddush, the words, that's Tachas in the Mishnah. It means Samach.
Yeah, but the question.
The Mishnah is Tachas. I don't remember what's saying Samach. What's
the Tachas?
The way how the Mogi Gibarim brought down by the Mishnah Brua, the way he wants to answer, he wants to tell you about Blush and Efter, that you have something to be mastic in between. You have a pillow, and then your pants, and then the bottom is being mastic in between. Blush and Efter, maybe that's enough. Fine, those want to say maybe not, maybe yes. The Shalom Chaim to be Machma on that case. A third aid so they get involved with, like you're saying, is Bigdei Kodesh. And Nafkmin, they point out that, let's say a person, you're right, some people sleep in the shul, and they won't put their head down, they put the talus, and they put the head on top of the talus. Is there baya over here, mitzad the inyan kosher shikha? So I see different shuvas about it. You're wearing it, but you're putting it underneath your head. Oh, we'll get to that also. So I think there's a different level of wearing. Oh, we'll get to that. But the Maisa, the one reason you could tell me, the Maisa, it's either wearing it, you're saying, or it's the Davashim Dusha. But each lot, I see that those are not clear about it. Now, there's a fourth Eitzer, a Teretz, who want Taina to the Sugya of Talmud, whoever Yelich Chaim Zonnefeld wants to answer it. They won't Ruggle go do it. They'll only do it with their Mishnah, Mishmar. Chaim Pideski wants to argue that, it says not so. And the fifth Eitzer, someone's Chaim says, they took other people's clothing, not their own clothing, or the Beis Mikdash's clothing. They said, Dafka in your own clothing. And again, those want to factor upon that. The Maisa, just make it practical to us. They discuss, can you put your head down on these sleeves? On your jacket. You're wearing it over here. So the Issa Chaim can ask you this question. And they can come up with two reasons why to Michael. They want to know the best, and there is no problem over here. The main reason is, but it's something that you're wearing. It's supposed to go up. It's something that you have over here. And therefore, it's, you're not putting clothing underneath. You're putting your hand there, and your sleeve is there. But even if you want it there, it's more comfortable. But Etzim is still a beggar that you're wearing. They have its bottle, no problem over here. Just one question I have practically is that numerous people, most of us go see with a yarmulke, so you're having your shemayim, and what happens?
Falls off.
Where is it?
Next to you.
Sometimes you can't find it in the morning where it is, right? But sometimes underneath you.
Why
is the yarmulke a beggar? It says, any of the begotten, Pashti, yarmulke, nechel, get of a beggar over here. So you could tell me it's not miskavin, not psikresho, mitzvah kenes, you want to do your shemayim. It could be numerous svaris. I guess the best thing is because maybe tape it on later, but partially we don't know it doesn't do that way. No one puts on the bobby pin and they leave it on. They don't have to worry about this concept over here. Next case again, the kosher shikha. Chaim Mizam from Mishonim or Cheschaim is going to a schwitz room and to be standing up, kosher shikha.
Myself.
Standing up in the Mazia Atzmai Beis Amerechatz.
The
sauna.
That's where
the benches. Yeah, that's where the benches are over there. A next case of Chaim is down, the 20th case from Chulpas Alevi, Rishon in Eitz Medroshim, that someone speaks to an Isha in the Shuk. Another case of Chaim is down from Chulpas Alevi is...
Wait a minute,
Isha in the Shuk.
That's the same thing as filling your head with Shuk. Next case, he says, someone's Mestakel in the Zoch in the Kevah B'Shav Tashmish. A 22nd case is when you switch your shoes from on the right foot to on the left, or vice versa, also nothing together. Now, I already mentioned the case in the get to the snow. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Yudalid on Yom Kippur, and it says when you have a head to wear shoes, Mishnah Berurah says you should switch shoes and put your left shoe on your right foot, or vice versa. And then let me ask the Maisa, what is the head to over there? Ask Kosher Shichel, maybe welcome to Ellis over there, welcome Mitzvah, to show you that Yom Kippur should not wear that way, to be welcome Sar, but they do discuss that over there. A 23rd case discusses wearing clothing backwards, putting it inside out, backwards. So again, there's Machacho. Sorry?
Inside out?
It says the mahu pas.
Which one does it mean?
No, you're not going to
both. It means inside out.
Inside out.
Inside out. You put it inside out. Yeah, the word is shmesh. Nefesh loybush chaluka kshimahu pach na pni milachotz. Inside out. Kosh al sheikh. That means no shim, no problem. Fine.
No, no.
Mommy is mommy, but for, no, and men who act like women is much also fine. Okay. Now another case, which I actually see people do, a 24th case, that you should not sew clothing when people are wearing the beged. Again, as kosh l'shicha. Now the reason the safe metalim down because. First, the reason they say is kosher shemra, but by mesim, they put on the tachriche and mace when he's wearing it. They sew it on. Mesim, what is the eitzah? They're different eitzahs, but one of them they bring down. Chaim Kanievsky says if you chew the thread, which when you're sewing, mace is not nichel baya of kosher shicho, but you take a yitzitz and you chew it, not nichel get of kosher shicho. A 25th case is they bring down, Chaim says, from Chubas Alevi, from Medrash. That Shaul should not nurse Chol of Tomei. Chol is Eliyahu Rabbo, Reish Chochmo. So he says a person should not nurse from a Tomei. Now he says Chorus Nichol Geder Simpei Aleph Sugar Timtum. That's also Nichol Geder Koshul Shichol. 26 Yirkei Vavke Ikamul and says that someone who wears two begodim at one time puts them on at one time is Koshul Shichol. That lemaise is brought down by the. You put on, we'll get to what that means. Put on two things at one time, the same time, two pants at the same time. What will you do that for? Two shirts at the same time. Wrote down first by the Eliyahu, the Mishabruah, the Graz, Kishonara, Harachashukh, Mishabruah, all the seven bays. Therefore, example, what does that mean practically? You put, let's say, one hat inside another hat, and you put it on top of your head. Says the Mechaim Pelagi and the Kavachayim, Asko Machnet, Sliyaz, Nichlin, the Gedder of. Wearing two clothes at one time. Building upon that, they say, you take a yarmulke, put it inside your hat, put them both on at the same time. It's more practical. They bring down this nichel together of kosher shichel. You should not put your yarmulke inside your hat. Put your yarmulke on, and then your hand on top of it. However, what about you have your hand over here, you put your hat with a raincoat, with a rain cover on top of it. So not chain. First in case, chain is usually not the same time. But you put your, and then you put it on. So that's the issue of Zephraim and the Imrei HaMezek. You come along and says, that Maisa, number one, this is a bottle to your hat. And number two, it's not really a beged. It's coming to be muscle your hat over here. That's the beged over here. Therefore, the issue is a beged you should not put two in one time. Here, see the tuffle. No, a beged, therefore, it's mutter, no problem over here. Building upon that, they say, you want, what?
Helmet.
That would be the same thing.
Helmet.
The helmet? No, that's a separate hat.
Helmet is matzel your go.
No, no. I think that's certainly a definitely get a beged. Certainly clean. I think so.
Okay, yeah.
They discuss. Now, let's take a case of shoes. The first is shoe nichol get a beged. So it's machlokes for Claudius and Megetto. We have begot of Yuchav Shabbos. So you have to shoot Miuchav Shabbos. So it's before Shishalmi, everyone knows, Machlokes, Karben Edo, they Moshe had to read the Shishalmi. Shoes nichol get a beged. So they say the same thing in the gate over here. A shoe is nichol in the category. You should not put on your two shoes at the same time. Building upon that, you have shoes with rubbers on top of your shoes. Is that nichol in the concept over here of kosher shichol? So again, most of the time, come along and say, either it's tuffle or come to Mishamish, come to Matzel, they were not nichol is get over here. Now what about taking off two things at one time? Can you take off two things at one time? So Chaim Kanievsky sends you to Ma'asif Kol Machnas, he doesn't really answer. He has machlokes over there, and there are those who want to say it's not nichol. One says dafka putting on, Shlomo Zalman. Others say dafka putting on. Atzal Hasheni, the grass brings down, says ma'is to be machmer, shagam ma'is to be machmer. And then the shalom of the swarm, what to go do? They're taking off. Can you take off two things at one time or not? A 27th case over here.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. Bothers what?
We're 10 shirts.
I wasn't going
to
take it off.
No, we're 10 shirts.
Not wearing 10 shirts. It's just putting on the same time and taking off at the same time.
We're 8 shirts.
Quarter of Shabbat, do with the census.
The next case over here is the next case is drawing your hands on a cholok over here.
Wait a minute.
Drawing your, the halacha is you cannot dry your hands on your clothing. again brought down in Siman Kuf Neches when the Shabrua, the Magarom, Eli Rabba, Kosher Shechol V'Yeru. So
we do it all the time,
right? That's a cash, very good. But all the place giving it down. So the halacha is the question is what begadim are nichel in this concept over here? Which begadim? That means it says your cholik over here. So begadim says what begad we're discussing. Ma'aseh aruch hashulchan says means ladav ki cholik. Cholik means undershirt and or shirt. What about your pants? So begadim says this question. Newest place can be said to be choshish for all clothing. If we're choshish for all clothing, again, mishbuah says to mistapek what clothing. It's dafka cholik or everything. Once it's everything, so the question is, what in the world is everyone doing by Tils Daim drawing his in your pants? So nicely, the is question to B'chaim, Shazlitsky, and others, they came along and says, when you have received, say, droplets of water in your hand before in Tils Daim, that's not nichel in the din of drawing your hands on your clothing. Either they're saying it's a drop, or the Makkah Mitzvah, no, your hands are wet, you're drawing it. That's the little droplets are nichel, not nichel together before the Tils Daim together. If it's wet, if you, again, Mishmur is Mesopik, if it's cholik or all clothing, if you want to be machmir, you shouldn't do that.
What about
pockets? Again, if you're machmir, clothing means all clothing. It should not make any difference over here. The 28th case over here, come along, there's a locha in Yerodea Simon Reish Ayin Zayim, brought down by the Taz, Bach, and Shach. The person that cannot leave a sefer open and leave the room. If you do, it's you have a bayav, something called a shade. Shade stands for Shemir Dafin. And if it goes out, says the Shach, it goes with Shichel Talmudic, if you get your learning over here. Even said the Mechaim, can ask you for a short time. So they asked him, can you put your hat on top of it? The Mechaim says, even I do that.
Yeah,
safer. Make sure it's protected. No, you want to leave it open. So ask Kovi Nalat, but he's doing it with Sarah for safer to use it afterwards, and says he's allowed to. Says he himself does that way. Now, the mice, they say it's a din of a safer. But in the case of tapes, you're playing, you walk out of the room, no problem. So make it very practical. What about a computer? You have it opened. Do you have to close it or not? So I couldn't find the Taz and Shach discussing this question. What's halacha? So
the computer itself is a shade.
So can you leave it open? The question is, the words are Shem Medafim. Shem Medafim. Your tiny is that Shem Medafim is pages. This are not pages. It's a computer over here. So if Neventel, Shem Kossi, Aviyashbam, Mishnah, so you said, no problem. Rechaim Knieski, I saw two different swarm. Gamani Oidecho says, yes, Rechaim, he says the mice is smoter. Of Skashlis, Oliakus says the mice is ulcer. So I wrote to Gamani Oidecho this morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. He wrote back to me at 2:30. He said the mice, he answers why Rav Skashlis, why he thinks his truth is correct, three different reasons why it was misunderstood. He said that he personally said Rechaim, and he understood it correctly, the mice is smoter. Fine, you can see what he wrote back to me. But the mice, the Be'ikdus Swarm seem to say that the halacha applies to Swarm and not to computers. The 29th
what
case.
What about the first page?
What about
opening
it?
The Gemara, that's fine. That's
no,
fine.
There's nothing there.
Well,
there's also a Misham Shem Sefer, but no, Bayar Shem Adafim. If they point out, if you use the Sefer later on, say this Mutter, you've taken on the Masech, you open it for you, that's also.
And what's
the name of covering? Covering is, I have to cover all the words. It's you can only leave any of the words open. You have to cover all the words.
All the words.
They point out, those have the tefillah really mess you up, right? Those also have a problem. They say even the siddur applies, the same alarm.
Then you have to go to the next page.
Yeah. Now, the next thing, the 29th case, kosher shichah, is you have to cut your nails in order. We just had that. If not, one thing's a kosher shichah. Next. The 30th thing is you should not cut your nail, fingers, and toes in the same day. If not, one of the reasons, but he says it brings down a very simple reason. I ain't sure what that means. The way you say it for sure is, avoid it brings down, it's kosher shikha, also sakono. Fine, the 31st thing is you should not mistake a person who is angry. Now you should get angry, kosher shikha. If you mistake the person, says the same chasidim, it's kosher shikha. Go down by the echapayim, safe and kas, and others bring it down. A 32nd case, you should not be mistakel upon a nido when the dam is motzoi. Now, Chaim Knievsky, the place coming down, that means dafka mistakel. Re'il mice is mutter, mistakel is also. The Torah Chaim brings it down, mistakel in Russia, same by over here. A 34th case is someone. Yeah.
What about a picture?
No, that's not the person.
Picture for Russia also?
I think so. If I remember, it can just be later. I wrote down the brocha, it's not here, but I think so. Now, because the Issa is stuck on the Rosh Hashanah. Now, there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin Nachkov test that a person should not stand in the Ava of a Migdal or the Ava of a Bavel. In the ear of a Migdal or Bavel.
What's a Bavel?
bubble, it's the city bubble. Ear bubble. Chaim brings it down. Not sure what that means.
What? You can't go in the bubble?
Can't go in New York?
The city of bubble. Iran? Iran? Next thing, the one human of Ayin Bey is Rashi explains that someone who learns Shloi Lishma, Kosher Shikha. 36 cases, someone takes Shaychad. Shigmar and Yumud of Ayin Bey, Gautama Rashi, and the Nefesh Chayim, and Chaim Piyaski. If you want to be fair, Chaim Piyaski did not bring it down in the Sefer itself. The Sophist Vitikunim, if you got it, and then you remember to put it inside, that. They put in this idea of Lo Mishlo Lishma. What? Lo Mishlo Bolishma, but it's Kosher Lishicha. Again, it's Kosher Lishicha. Rashi says, you have to get your Torah. Much easier. Another case that Chaim adds in his office is Rashi Mishpatim, that someone takes bribes, it's Kosher Lishicha. A Nachasug in Erim Dav Samach Dalet, someone who has a Shmuana. And he says a shmona, and he says, it's a gewaldic, and the investment is not really nice, it's not a shmona. Also, a kosher shikha over here.
What was that?
Someone who says, he hears a shmona, he says that something is not, and the investment is not really nice. People say that a lot of times, make the person feel better. Another thing, the medrash brings down, the other case, someone's earth, Isaac, but Tzarechei Tzibor. It's kosher shikha, could be that's the way, I'm not seem to do that. Fine, can't tell you have to know what the ghetto there is. Yeah. Now there is a shadow of what the ghetto is. The Mishnah Chaim discussed it. Getting late. Another case: the Gemara in Hedrin of Ayin Aleph Rashi says someone who sleeps in base medrash. The Mechaba being down in Simon Rishim involved the Salach and Sivda Zayin. Lavoja Archaim. Someone sleeps in base medrash. And Shach says only the Kfiyas, not the Arai. The Chashulchan wants to argue says even the case of Arai. And the Chashulchan says someone dozes off during a Chavur or Shir if it's more than 3 hours, then even less than he says. He said, Nichlan Baya of Kosher Shikha.
Sleep is less than 3 hours
this year. Someone is Shroy Bloy Isha, the Gemara in Vomistar Samach Beis, also Tamud in Mishtakach. Someone who sleeps with his shoes on, Gemara Newman of Ein Ches, also will begin his learning. Brought down by the Medrash Chayim, the Masham, and others. The question is, how do you apply it practically? So the Lekki Yoshi Talmud Shemus Adeshin says, Arishan, says, even sleeping during the day. If so, in yeshiva, you put your head down for 5, 10, 2 hours. So the question now here is that Nichol Gat Baya of Talmud Shizan? So the warming down, if it's Shinas Arai, Lukut HaMarich wants to tie it that way, it's out of the way, and most of them go the way. If it's Arai, the Maisha should not be a problem over here. Now, there is an interesting question. The Gemara in Shabbos brings down. Say, but Shuman brings down based upon the Gemara on Shabbos, Talmid Chum would not take off the shoes from Shabbos to Shabbos.
Right. Wow.
So the Numis raid how to answer that versus the Kosher Lishicha over here. They dozed, right? The question how to apply, maybe the only doze, different to Rotsim. A 42nd case is what Elon Mike's saying over eating the ends of a bread. It's Kosher Lishicha. So the Makor is very simple. Says a stifler, he has no idea. Chaim Kieski says no idea, Shai Velitsky and others say they have no idea, and therefore there's no reason to be machmir for it. However, Minchas Yitzchok Dain Weiss and Shimon Chel Tesh. Don't know. Okay, Belsky says it's a misconception, and others say it's not so. Even Dain Weiss said a Shimon says he himself is Zohar about it, he says he doesn't know why. He's Zohar about it. No, I'll say, otherwise he doesn't know a reason for it. And most of all, the mice says it should not be a problem. The mice says the moinam, and we have no makar for it. And if you have the minig, you keep the minig. If you have no minig, mice, don't worry about it. Another case is called eating a ruckel. There's people coming in. A ruckel in a goyisim is a shalom on this farm. Someone eats pasirim, the question among the svarim. Someone eats bread made from
pasirim.
What? Barley bread. Someone who drinks a lot of water is brought down. Chaim discusses it. You want to say it might be mutter. The item says when you eat from a broken kli, it's kosher shicha. Is there kind of chaim about it?
Drink a lot of water.
The Chaim don't worry about it. Those won't say to me. Worry, they're not worried about it.
How much is a lot?
Now, just again, to eat from broken kelim, there are those who say it's a problem. Chaim, I know the Sfarim are machmir about it. Chaim brings it down. Chaim Kanievsky says, no, Makar, don't worry about it over here. There is a Gemara, I know for one last case. The Gemara says, someone's Korah Balachash, someone who reads the Gemara quietly and doesn't say it out loud. The Gemara in Erev Daf Gimel Beis, being down the Borya, kicked the guy. says Burya, saw a guy learning Torah quietly,
yeah.
And he kicked the guy. He says if you not say out loud, it's not going. You're gonna forget your Torah. As brought down the Mechaber and Reish Mevav and Yodeo, Akora Balachish Meherahu Shukaya, quickly you forget his Torah. Therefore, the Loch of the Pesach can say, you can learn Torah Shade out loud, Bekurl. The Pesach can do one time if Chavrusa says it, the Shmeik Oinus, Besed, the Mice Nan off. But just to end off, relate, just one thing over here. The first Klal, Mechaim Knievsky is, Misha in a Chiza Tamude Tomin is Kivget, and that's the number one Klal over here.
It's